The Senate came up with its health care plan, but CBO says it was a no-go, with 22 million people losing coverage over 10 years, as well as cuts to Medicaid that would affect the poor and the elderly, as well as an increase in premium prices. President Trump did meet with Senate leaders to try to figure out how to fix this. So what about that CBO score and the numbers? Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I don't think it does a great job, and I think the administration's been clear and consistent that we don't always agree that it does a great job predicting coverage. I think we saw that given their history. They projected that Obamacare, there would be 24 million people that were part of that. There were only 11, and that number is dropping every day. So I don't have a lot of confidence in that number on that part, but I do think that some of the places where they do a good job, again, are on the budget and the revenue side, and the CBO score that they pointed out was that it would cut deficits by $300 billion and cut taxes by $700 billion. I think those are good things.
But there's another train of thought from within the Trump administration. It's from Energy Secretary Rick Perry, former Texas governor.
So I happen to believe that the states are laboratories of innovation. They're innovators just like we have at our national labs. Governors, I think, have within their states and their bright young people who work with them in the private sector, they will come up with ways to deliver health care that can put more people under coverage for less money and give options to their citizens. I know for a fact that Connecticut is not like Texas. They're just not. And to say that Washington, D.C. can come up with a one-size-fits-all solution to health care that's going to address all of this and do it in an economically feasible, thoughtful way is just so much nonsense. It's just, you know, that's not true. Let the states have this Medicaid opportunity. The ones that want it, if somebody says, oh, I'd rather have Washington take care of me, then that's okay. That's their call. But the states ought to be given the opportunity. And I will suggest to you, you can save substantial amounts of money, come up with options for their citizens that are substantially better for the citizens of their state, and save this country mountains of money.
April Ryan, AURN News.